Hurricane Dorian, now a Category 2 storm already flooding parts of the Carolinas. Jeff Huffman, meteorologist for the South Carolina Emergency Information Network, has been watching Dorian all week. And Jeff, we really appreciate how accurate you've been because this is a changing storm. Nerves are on edge. What do you want us to know right now about Dorian?
Well, Robin, that eye wall is going to come close to the PD region of South Carolina over the next 4 to 6 hours. And then it will, of course, move up the coastline in North Carolina. Right near the center of the storm, of course, you have your traditional wind and surge hazards. But the tornadoes have been a big issue up in North Carolina. Also, the flash flooding in South Carolina. So this is a full-fledged hurricane. Even though the center is tracking just offshore, its hazards are spreading well inland.
We're seeing pictures of, you know, a car that's on the beach with waves going over it in Myrtle Beach, and we've been seeing waters with downed lines. You can see them sparking. So this is really something people need to pay attention to.
It is, especially along the coast. The hazards are really significant along the coast, but this heavy rain is spreading inland. Flash flooding is going to be possible up and down the I-95 corridor in both South Carolina and North Carolina until this storm leaves us early tomorrow.
And just in the few seconds we have, where is it headed?
Heading along the coast to the Outer Banks of North Carolina and then out to sea by tomorrow night.
Okay, we will be happy to say goodbye to Hurricane Dorian. Jeff Huffman, meteorologist for the South Carolina Emergency Information Network. Jeff, thank you so much.
You're welcome.